Unit 14. Resistance is futile. AI and robots. Robots are coming to take our jobs. Don't panic. Such complaints have been voiced many times in history. In the early 19th century, a group of textile workers in England destroyed machinery that automated the weaving process. They became known as Luddites. The automation of production was one of the complaints about labor conditions at that time. The word robot originates from the Czech word robota, meaning forced labor. The term was created by Joseph Čapek, but first used by his brother Carol in a play called RUR, Rossum's Universal Robots. History has witnessed electricity replace steam in production. Later, electricity made powerful computing possible. Early in the 21st century, there is no doubt that artificial intelligence and robotics is changing the way work is done. Every year, more robots are being used in production of goods around the world. You might think that every robot would replace a human job, but that is not the case in the German automotive industry. During a 5-year period, the German automotive industry hired many new workers, even though they added many robots. This collaboration between humans and robots has made the industry more productive. Robots are also increasingly making an impact where the working age population is decreasing, such as in Japan and China. The shirt you wore last year may have been made in China, but the shirt you are wearing now may have been made by humans and robots working together. Some of Uniqlo's apparel is already produced this way. In the near future, an entrepreneur might even be able to single-handedly run a t-shirt factory anywhere in the world. In addition, there are jobs that humans just do not want to do. Already, you can get okonomiyaki freshly prepared by a robot at a popular theme park in Japan. Do you want to stand in front of a hot grill all day? At a hamburger restaurant in California, employees often quit, so the owner installed a robot that can flip 2,000 hamburgers a day. Rather than replacing humans, the owner considers the robot as a third hand. Technology can be a disruptive force, but there is no need to resist our robotic coworkers. With the help of robots, we are steadily becoming more productive. Critics worry that people will become lazy due to the use of robots. I think there is a limit to a person's laziness. Nearly 100 years ago, Čapek wrote that there was a kind of virtue in labor or fatigue from working. Indeed, there is satisfaction in a job well done. We can be proud and productive members of society by producing goods that are in demand, whether we produce them on our own or with the assistance of robots.